عن أبي عبد الرحمن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال: حدثنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الصادق المصدوق: إن أحدكم يجمع خلقه في بطن أمه 40 يوما نطفة، ثم يكون علقة مثل ذلك، ثم يكون مضغة مثل ذلك، ثم يرسل إليه الملك فينفخ فيه الروح ويؤمر ب4 كلمات: بكتب رزقه وأجله وعمله، وشقي أو سعيد. فوالله الذي لا إله غيره إن أحدكم ليعمل بعمل أهل الجنة حتى ما يكون بينه وبينها إلا ذراع، فيسبق عليه الكتاب فيعمل بعمل أهل النار فيدخلها، وإن أحدكم ليعمل بعمل أهل النار حتى ما يكون بينه وبينها إلا ذراع، فيسبق عليه الكتاب فيعمل بعمل أهل الجنة فيدخلها. رواه البخاري ومسلم.
On the authority of Abu Abdurrahman Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, "The Messenger of Allah, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, and he is the truthful, the believed," narrated to us, "Verily, the creation of each one of you is brought together in his mother's belly for 40 days in the form of seed. Then he is a clot of blood for a like period. Then a morsel of flesh for a like period. Then there is sent to him the angel who blows the breath of life into him, and who is commanded about 4 matters. To write down his means of livelihood, his lifespan, his actions, and whether happy or unhappy. By Allah, other than whom there is no God, verily one of you behaves like the people of paradise, until there is but an arm's length between him and it, and that which has been written overtakes him, and so he behaves like the people of hellfire, and thus he enters it. And one of you behaves like the people of hellfire, until there is but an arm's length between him and it, and that which has been written overtakes him, and so he behaves like the people of paradise, and thus he enters it." It was related by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. We learn from this hadith: 1. Allah the Almighty knows what the fate of each one of us is before we are born. 2. It is the will of Allah that decides on what we finally achieve, not our good or bad deeds. 3. Though all things are predestined, people are given freedom of choice between a good thing and a bad one. 4. To be a good Muslim, one must obey the Creator with absolute faith and readiness to accept whatever befalls him without questioning. 5. No one is ever sure of his own salvation and admission into paradise.